Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Once again, my family, friends, and guests, this is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, live with another episode of Renewed Radio because Jesus Christ allowed me to wake up this morning. How y'all doing out there, man? Look, if y'all are up, chilling, or on the computer, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, go ahead, log in to the link on Facebook at www.facebook.com/renewyourmindrecords or Renew Your Mind. Click the link. Renew Radio is on and popping. We're going to get it started out with Christ-like with Help Me.
Christ, like word 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 Christ. Now help me clap, or you can praise him. Now help me clap, clap, or you can praise him. Now help me clap, or you can praise him. Now help me clap, clap, or you can praise him. Now help me push, help me push, help me push, help me push, 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 help me push, help me push, help me push, 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 push.
Man, the Bible says I gotta praise him, bro. He gave me breath in my life, and I'ma let it show. Yeah, I'm a church boy. They call me Christ-like. I got my fist ball tight, but I ain't gotta fight. Now put your right hand up, your left hand up, and bounce. Now bounce, now slide to the left and slide to the right and knock that devil out. Say, put your right hand up, your left hand up. Now bounce, now bounce, now slide to the left and slide to the right and knock that devil out. Hey, now understand what you're doing. This ain't a simple thing. We two-stepping for Christ because he break the chain. You say you waiting on the blessing. It's in your praise, man. Now let me see you bow your head like you don't win it.
Now help me clap, come on, or you can praise him. Now help me clap, clap, or you can praise him. Now help me clap, or you can praise him. Now help me clap, clap, or you can praise him. Now help me push, help me push, help me push, help me push, 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 help me push, help me push, help me push, 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 push.
You say you bopping and you bopping and you doing it big. You say my age going up, but I ain't wearing no wig. I'm gaining knowledge in this thing. Ain't worried about the fame. Instead of calling me, you should be shouting on his name. Ooh-ah.
Let me hear you.
Fight night and the lights are dimmer.
God in my corner, yeah, we about to win. No hesitation when I tag him in. A new from the jump, you will fight your battle. Playing in his hands, already knew the end. And even surprised when they came and raised their hands. Champions in the building and defeated them. On the Floyd Mayweather when we exited in. You ain't gonna stop it.
Won't stop it.
You ain't gonna stop it.
Stop.
So you been sleeping on us, it's alright. We gon' get you a pillow so you can keep rocking.
Night.
Said the climbing to the top won't drop. Training session on lock. Yeah, you got to prepare. We'll be ready for the next opponent. They ain't about to end here cause I'm a champion.
Champion.
I'm a 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 champion.
I called you a champion, means you a chosen one. Was getting you ready for the day we tried to come and try to take you out. While you were sitting in the back trying to figure out why you ain't made it now. Patience is a virtue, but he was trying to work in you. Take your time, the day when you were shining the cup. Don't rush for the plan for you. See, he was trying to get you spiritually fit, cause the champions ain't made overnight. And with every fight, test, and trial, mentally he was getting you right. There to the number one contender spot. Without a doubt, knew you would make it out on what he promised you. Make sure your fight song, put your hands up, win the fight. Go ahead and be a champion. I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
Hit him with the double check. Got your belt and you're killing it. God and your side ain't no winning this. Put that work in just to make it here. Nah, they want you to stop it and drop it and give it up. Since the people that doubted you never expected you to make it here. But they ain't know your God. When you was down on your knees praying, they ain't know you was planning getting prepped for the battle. And you knew that he had your back. So you put that armor on and got the battle pack. Stepping on the battlefield, ready for your first attack. Never backing down on the plan that was giving you. Always on the move, can't nobody stop you. Can't nobody stop you. Full steam ahead. That's a freight train to a smart car. Win up in the tournament, man.
I'm a champion.
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 Champion.
Cause the eye is a tiger, but I gotta get a tiger. So we hit him with the left, right, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Tackles on the ring like Muhammad Ali. That's why we are champions. We keep pushing on, we keep pushing on, we keep pushing on. Only champions train harder than anybody else that you ever heard of. We champions. We champions. We champions. Get that in your head, we champions. We champions. Keep pushing like a champion. Put your training in all night. Know that you is a champion.
I'm 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 a champion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's John Thomas with Champion, man. Look, we are all champions in life because of Jesus Christ who took our sins on the cross for us. We are already won. We just got to realize and know that we have already won the battle. We have already become champions through Christ Jesus. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Look, man. Today, I want to talk about something that we do every day, and it's called choices. You know, we're going to make choices in life, and a lot of the times, the choices that we make in life are determined by the environment that we are around, whether it's a positive environment, whether it's a negative environment. It doesn't matter what type of environment we are around, we're going to make choices. And we have to make choices. So, what determines our choices? You know, my pastor was speaking on something so good this past week, and the Lord was really speaking there through him to confirm some things in my life. And he was talking about the problem is in the heart. And so, what do we mean by the problem is in the heart? You know, the Bible talks about out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So a lot of times, whatever's in our heart usually comes out in the open. And so if we have a heart problem, meaning if we have negative issues that we are dealing with that go on, that's going on in our heart, the choices that we make are going to be negative. And so we really have to look at the choices that we make based on how we're feeling, because we can fool everybody else. And we can tell everybody, oh, well, I'm doing okay today, or I'm doing all right. But the truth of the matter is we're not doing okay. We're doing okay because we have a heart problem. And we don't want to share what's going on in our life to other people, because our heart problem turns into a trust problem. We've been hurt in the past, and we are trying to protect ourselves by saying, nobody's going to hurt us again. And so as a result of that, we end up not sharing anything, especially men. You know, me being a man, I know a lot of times when things are going on in my life, I didn't want to share anything with nobody because I wanted to fix it on my own. I wanted everybody to think, oh, I'm big, I'm bad, I'm cool, I'm the man, I can fix my own problem. When the truth of the matter is that I can't fix my own problem because it was never required for me to fix my own problem. It was required for Jesus to help me fix it. And that's how he created the entity of fellowship. So, you know, one thing that I want to say to you all out there, those who are struggling with things from their past, those who are struggling with some things that they don't see a future, they don't see any hope, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is your hope. When you hope in Jesus, that's all the hope in the world you can. And stop trying to fix things in yourself, because if you know that you have insecurities, if you know that you have trust issues, then why would you even trust yourself to make choices? So you trust the choices that you make, but yet you know that you make bad choices. That's a problem in the heart, and that's a problem in the spirit realm, where we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that choice comes from us, because God has given us free will. God doesn't make us love him. He wants us to choose to love him so he knows that it's genuine. Because if he took control over how we feel, then it wouldn't be genuine. So I'm here to encourage you today to make the right choice by choosing Jesus, because he's the only one that can help us through these trials and tribulations that we're going to experience in our life. And yes, it can be very rough. Even as a believer, we still have to make choices, and sometimes we make the wrong choices. And sometimes we don't want to wait on the Lord because we feel like, God, you're taking too long. You promised this right here specifically for me, and it ain't came yet. And it seems like I'm just falling behind in life. But one thing that you have to do, when God gives you a word, believers, when God gives you a word, you have to stand on that word, because that's his promise. And then you got to continue to speak that word. Speak that word over and over again until you believe it. If he has promised you that you should have children, if he has promised you that you are going to be financially wealthy, if he has promised you that you are going to, whatever he's promised you, you have to continue to speak that word. Get a word, open your word, talk to the Lord, and speak that word over and over again. If it's whatever, it's like whatever word it is, the scripture and the word, keep on professing it. And actually say it. Don't just say it just to be saying it, because the enemy will come and choke that word and tell you something like, Oh, you don't believe what you're saying. You're just saying that because the pastor told you to say that. No, it does work. And pray. Prayer is communication with God. If you don't talk to the Lord, then obviously you're going to get discouraged. You don't have no communication with him. You don't have no communication with him to give you peace in your mind. The word talks about the peace that passes all understanding will guard our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And praise him. Praise him in advance, as they say it in the church. Praise him in advance for the word, because the truth of the matter is whatever God has for you is already here. You just can't see it. Because with four things happening in the earth realm, it happens in the spirit realm. So you got to praise him in advance. And you got to fight, because the enemy will sit here and allow you to not believe the word that God told you through other people. And it could even be the people even in your own church. And you know that he told you that. So you can't get discouraged knowing that God told you the word. You have to stand on that word, my brothers and sisters. Continue to stand on the word. Make the choice to stand on the word of God today, regardless of what you are going through, regardless of what your situations are, regardless of what you see, regardless of the doctor's report. Stand on the word. Make a choice today. Yo, check it out. We're going to go to the radio. Check out my girl, Shalita Mason, and check out her album, Heart of a Believer. In stores now, in all the digital stores, check it out on CD Baby. Just type in Shalita Mason, S-H-E-L-E-T-A, Mason, Heart of a Believer. Great album. We're going to go to a track where you are.
And the Lord, Lord, holy God, there are some things that I have been struggling with. Sins that I just gotta confess. Will you hear my cry, Lord? Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm crying out to you, God. I'm crying out. God, here I come before you to confess. There's some things I gotta get off my chest. See, I've been struggling, lusting, and sometimes I forget it's you I need to put my trust in. To be honest, I'm stumbling. I've looked at pornography and I just can't let that be. And sometimes with a pretty girl I see, I wish you would marry me. But God, I need to realize that I'm already married to the King and that I've been set free from the sin that tries to entangle me. I told lies, and I've been jealous of others, stored up anger in my heart against my brothers, and scared to just be a friend to a girl, cause I feel I'm always searching for something more. These are just some big things on my heart, Lord. So God, please get rid of my transgressions and imperfections, set me free from immorality and my wrongdoing. Cause instead of women, I want you to be the one I'm pursuing. So God, that your spirit take control and move me, so I can reach out to others while letting them know your story.
And you're the same, you never change like me. Who am I that you should try to give new life and set me free? That wrong question, can I make a suggestion? Is love that enough? No reason to plead. Bring it on your knees to the only King whose suffering makes me clean. Cause he took your pain all to the grave. He says I love you all the same. I have made
made us free, God. You've given us freedom.
Yes,
there's no combination for those in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1, you best believe it. We've been given freedom. When he was on that tree bleeding, not only did he pick your sin, but he took your shame, guilt, everything was laid on him. His own Father God turned his back on him, and he did that for you. Yes, he did that for me, and he caused us to show that you've been redeemed. So just go, confess your sin before the King. See, our sin kills love, but Christ's love kills sin. That's why when you look to the sea, but said today, heaven you'll be entered in. Yeah, my God lives, my God moves. And he looks and says, today, my son, my daughter, I've forgiven you. So today, just walk in freedom as God's Spirit is in front of you leading.
Beginning and you're the same, you never change like me. Who am I that you should try to give new life and set me free? That's the wrong question, I make a suggestion. Is love that enough? Bring it on your knees to the only King. Suffering makes me clean. Cause he took your pain all too great. He says I love you all the same. I have made you free.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Yeah, that was CW's, they're new to Renewed Radio with Confession, featuring Crew. This is Renewed Radio. I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Look, want to give a couple birthday shout-outs. We're still in the month of January. Shout-out to my man, Adrian Dynamite Sloan, with his birthday today. Big shout-out up there in Concord, North Carolina. All the crew up there. And, shout out to my cousin, Charlize Montague. She is turning, how old is she? I think she's a year older than me. I forgot. Lord, I'm getting old. But big shout out to my cousin, Charlize Montague, on her birthday today, actually. So I'm going to give her a big shout out and I'm going to give her a call. Look, check it out, man. We are talking about choices, man, in life. Look, like I said, I'm going back to, when I was a young man, I made a lot of bad choices in my life. You know, I chose to smoke cigarettes at the age of 14 years old. I chose to do marijuana at the age of 15 years old. I chose to start drinking alcohol when I was even younger than that, about 16, underage drinking, which almost got me in juvenile. And, you know, to this very day, I look back and God has sustained me. He has kept me. But has those choices been a consequence in my life? I believe that they have. Because for me hanging around with the wrong crowd, a lot of times, even though I've given my life to Christ, He has saved my life from what it could have been. But I am facing the consequences of those things, those bad choices that I've made in my life. You know, I was pursuing a basketball career. And, you know, because I thought that I deserved everything, I quit the basketball team because I didn't start. So those choices in my life that I made could have made an effect on me moving forward. You know, then I started hanging around the wrong crowd, which allowed me to get out of my studies. Once I got out of my studies, then I failed high school. I failed 9th grade. Then I failed 10th grade. I failed 11th. And like, little brother ain't trying to be no 20-something years old at high school. So I just had to say, forget it. I'm getting out of here. I dropped out of high school. And once I dropped out of high school, I went forward to get my GED slash adult high school diploma. And then I started to get back on track, but I still hadn't received Christ. So I was still smoking. I was still drinking. I was still doing all those things out there that was destroying my life. And so, you know, once I had an encounter with Christ, then my whole life changed. And I believe that even because of those mistakes that I have made in the past, God is bringing back some of those things that I missed out on, and He's opening my eyes to see where He exactly wanted me to go and exactly who I am. And so that's the beautiful part about coming with Christ. You may make a billion mistakes, but when He opens your eyes, He will get you back on track. He will show you the way, because He says in His word, He is the way, the truth, and the life. So we're winding down here on Renew Radio, man. Look, check out my album, Renewed. It's my debut album. Check it out on CD Baby. You can type in Sam P. Renewed. You need to come up. You'll see my album there. Or you can go to my website, which is www.therenewedsamp.com. And I pray that my album changes your life, because I try my best to not speak on my own account through my music, but to speak on behalf of what the Lord wants me to say to the people. Because it's not just about making music for me. It's not just about making money. I can make money anyway. But I want to please God, and that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I pray that artists out here, I pray that that's your desire too. Don't worry about the money. He said, seek him first, the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added. So look, check me out on Saturday, 6 p.m., Renew Radio. I'm Mr. S to the P. Peace.